Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Now, thank God it's Friday!
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Well, I guess we're going to pump it up this morning. We're fine. That's cool. Let's do it. Guys, welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. Happy Friday.
Good morning. We made it through the first work week of 2026. How are we all feeling?
57 for the high today. What? We'll take that. 585-252-9800. My 14-year-old son has gone completely girl crazy and is blowing money that he doesn't even have.
Oh, dear.
Okay. We all need hands. We need all hands on deck this morning for this one. Andrea from Webster says her son takes any money he gets from either her, his dad, or relatives, and uses it all on girls to try and impress them. I'm putting an SOS out there. Andrea and her son need our help. That's really bad.
Okay, let's hit it.
Andrea wrote, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Hoping you'll read this on the air because I honestly don't know how to handle this and could use advice from other parents. My son is 14 years old. He has officially gone girl crazy. I don't mean a crush here and there. Every dollar he gets somehow ends up being spent trying to impress girls. And recently, I found out he spent almost $100 at a cafe paying for drinks and food for a group of girls."
Oh, dear.
Play on, playa. This was not discussed. He didn't ask. He just did it. To be clear, this is not... it is kind of... She says it's not his money, but if he got it from relatives or birthday money, I don't know. She goes on to say he doesn't even have a job. Any money that he has comes from us or relatives. And I understand wanting to impress girls. I understand social pressure. I remember being a teenager. But this feels like it's spiraling into something bigger. Like he thinks his value comes from spending money he doesn't actually have. I told him, he's 14 years old, there is no reason to be spending money on all these girls. And his response was, "Don't hate the player, hate the game."
Okay, so this is just your mom writing in, reflecting on you as a 14-year-old.
She goes, "I'm officially at a loss. I am not trying to shame or embarrass my son, but I also don't want to raise a kid who thinks he has to buy attention or affection, especially at 14. So here's where I'm stuck. I'm trying to figure out how you teach a teenager the difference between being generous and being reckless. Moose and Breezy, I love you guys. Thanks for any help. I'm open to any suggestions or advice. That came in from Andrea out of Webster. My man is out here at Starbucks making it rain. I mean, the kid is 14 years old with no job, no income, and somehow already financially ruined by women. Okay, let's get to some messages. 585-252-9800. He's too young for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should share a little insight from your childhood.
Well, I think I was 15, and I asked my dad, I need $75 for a ring. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, my girlfriend wants a ring for Christmas. I have to get a ring. He goes, what kind of ring are you getting for $75?
The mood ring.
I said, whatever JCPenney has to offer. I don't know. I got her a ring. It was so embarrassing, though, Breeze, because I gave it to her at Christmas time in front of her whole family, and the diamond fell right out of the...
We love Moist Knight. We really do. Truly. Yeah, it's hard when you are a kid and you have no, like, financial responsibility or money management skills whatsoever, and every money that you do get... You think to yourself, well, this is my money and I can spend it the way I want.
Right.
But guess what? I mean, that mentality only lasts you so long, because I make enough money for me, but I have bills pop up that I owe that now it's not my money. You know what I mean? Like, you need to get in that mindset sooner rather than later, because it's going to be a tough reality check once you finally get there.
Here's the silver lining. As far as Andrea writing in, I think the good thing, too, here is, let's not forget, it sounds like your son is extremely generous. And that's a good thing, too. You just have to tell him, you know, spend wisely. You can't make it rain on all, all these girls, man. Just pick one. Ben says play on player, but listen, if it was his money, he will learn without his mom having to have a talk with him. If it's his parents' money, then you got to make him work it off.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a teaching moment, sure. Somebody said at the end of the day, I get he is 14, but if it is his money, or it's birthday money or Christmas money, if you gave it to him or it's from relatives, it's up to him to choose how he wants to use it. Or spend it.
I mean, I guess, yes, it is, technically.
I would still have a talk.
But I would still definitely guide him into saying, hey, maybe it's not a smart financial move for you to be spending $100 at Starbucks to just buy other people drinks.
Yeah, listen,
you're using your money not on you. And it's nice to be generous every now and again, but please.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. 14, I was trying to impress girls I liked with money I didn't have, you know, because at the end of the day, you don't know. You just want to be liked, you know, and it's like, okay, what if I go ahead and I'm super generous? Then, you know, maybe I'll get their attention. That's exactly what's happening
right here.
For
sure.
Is it a conversation you should absolutely have? Yes, you definitely should.
Can you stop it like hard and fast? Not really. I mean, it's going to take time for them to learn. And they're going to get to a point where they're so sick of it and they're like, well, I'm not really gaining anything out of this. I think I'm going to just.
Yeah. Jess said the same thing. Hey, good morning, guys. I actually think this mom should be proud. He's thinking about treating others, but... It doesn't mean unlimited spending. Set limits, but you have to explain why. Diana says, Moose and Breezy, my daughter went through a similar phase trying to impress friends with gifts. And we explained the difference between kindness and buying approval. That conversation changed everything real quick. That's a good point, too. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's important to know and to note. And don't come at it from a punishment standpoint, more so a teachable moment of like, you can do whatever you want. I just want you to know that money doesn't always equal love, affection, and likeness.
No, that's correct. And I said it before the holidays too. Don't go broke trying to show people you love them. Let me get to two more here. Mike says, someone needs to save our little dude out here. It's tough in these streets. This is exactly how my nephew ended up broke and bitter by 18. Because nobody taught him that affection isn't something you purchase, but this mom has the right to step in. Marcus says $100. How much coffee and snacks is this dude buying?
It's literally just him in a corner booth with his arms out with three ladies on each side.
Yeah.
He's like big pimpin', yeah.
He goes, damn, I hope these girls are at least letting him, this little man, get a whiff of their hair or something like that. Okay.
Well, at least you're not making it weird.
At the end of the day, this isn't about girls or cafes or expensive cake pops. Okay, it's about teaching a 14-year-old that you don't need a wallet to have worth. Ugh, right?
Those cake pops do slap, though.
And if he keeps this up, I mean, I'm telling you, this kid's going to need a financial advisor before he needs a driver's license.
And you know what? We thank him for that because my dad is looking for clients.
Start teaching these young men to stay away from girls in their sinful cold cuts.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Thank you guys so much for all the messages. Andrea, have that conversation with your son. But also, praise him for being so generous. He's a good kid. We're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98
PXY. Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, you guys. One of my organizations that I sit on the board of that I am very, 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 very close to is Special Olympics New York. And I have a story about a Rochester man who is not only a cancer survivor, but a Special Olympics athlete as well. And he received the gift of a lifetime, an unforgettable surprise during the recent and final game at the Buffalo Bills Highmark Stadium.
Love it.
His name is Adolph Dupree, 70 years old, a cancer survivor, a lifelong Bills fan from Rochester, and a Special Olympics athlete. And he was given free tickets to the Super Bowl by the Buffalo Bills. Said he's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet, said Adolph's coach for the Special Olympics, obviously. And he is not only going to get these tickets to the Super Bowl, they're also providing him free airfare, hotels, and meals for his big trip.
Wow.
Just crushing it. Athlete on the field, kind-hearted person on and off the field, 70 years old, just living out his dream, going to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 60, hope and pray. Maybe the Bills will be in there. He can see them.
Already called it. Bills Rams. I've been saying it for a week. Look at the smile on this dude's face, though. That is a heartwarming surprise.
He's a cutie.
Not to mention, I mean, that's probably worth what? $40,000, $50,000 worth. Super Bowl this year, Super Bowl 60s in San Francisco. But that's awesome that they were able to do that for him.
I love Special Olympics. Special Olympics New York, you know, work with a lot of really amazing people at that organization and the athletes. And it's just such a heartwarming non-for-profit that truly I feel like everyone should be a part of at some point in their life.
How long have you been on the board with them?
Oh, God, like 5 or 6 years.
Have you?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
They do great work.
Yeah.
Congratulations to her boy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the show, at what point is it too late to back out? 585-252-9800. If you've ever been in a position, you guys, where you backed out of something last minute, maybe it was your wedding day, or you decided, you know what, I'm not going to accept that job offer after all, and you just left. We want to hear your stories. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
At what point is it too late to pull out? Or back out.
Oh.
Back.
Oh. Okay.
At what point? I'm sorry. At what point is it too late to back out? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's Friday, right? It's Friday.
Sure is.
585-252-9800. If you've ever been in a position where, I don't know, maybe you backed out of something the last minute, whether it was your wedding day, or you decided, you know what, I'm not going to accept this job offer after all, and you just left, because intuition is important.
It is.
You got to go with your gut. We want to hear your stories this morning. I knew someone a couple years ago backed out of a first date while sitting in the restaurant parking lot.
Interesting.
Car in park, engine still running, phone in hand. And they sat there, stared at the front door, had a full internal meltdown. I don't have the energy for this. I'm too nervous. I didn't leave my crystals outside last night to absorb the moon's energy.
Then cancel it, yeah.
I don't like steak at the moment, and just left, just bailed.
Could have been the love of their life.
Sent me a text while I was at the restaurant alone waiting and said I'm not ready. I'm like, you're already here. Just come in.
Oh, wait. This was someone you were going on a date with? No, I'm dead. I thought this was a friend of a friend. No, I'm so dead.
Guys, you know what? A weak man would have left, but a confident man stays and has dinner alone. So, I left.
I totally left. $60 bill at Red.
Yeah, I know. I was totally.
On three drinks.
I totally left. What was the last thing you actually backed out of last minute?
Nothing huge, just like plans. Or
yeah, people do that all the time.
I went through this phase where I would just sleep through every plan that I ever had. So when I first started the show, I would fall asleep and I wouldn't wake up. And we had plans at 6, and I wake up at 8:30. I'm like, is everyone still doing something? They're like, we all left. Sorry.
You wake up the next morning. Are you guys still at the restaurant?
No, we're not.
You just slept through it? Wow.
A lot of the times, yeah, I did do that.
Get a CPAP machine.
Hopefully.
Hello, PXY. What's your name?
My name is Erica.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Do you have a solid story you want to share with us?
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
Okay, this stage is yours.
So myself. So I was supposed to move in with my boyfriend, and I don't know. At first, I felt, you know, when you get that like feeling inside of you, there's like your gut is saying, don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Right. So I felt like that, but I mean, I love him. We were together for like a whole year.
Okay.
So I felt like the time wasn't right. And so I was planning to move in the next day. And I don't know, I just noticed things about him when it came to like the finances.
Like what?
I would ask him about bills. Like, for instance, I would ask him about bills and he would just be like, really like just never explained anything, you know? And he would just kind of brush it over and like he never had cash on him. I don't know. I just thought it was really weird. So
when it came to finances, you just had a gut feeling this dude's dead broke.
No. I did not have the gut feeling at first. My gut feeling was just don't do it. Don't move in with him.
Oh, okay.
But then I noticed like weird things like him having never having cash on him, which is to me, that's very odd.
Okay.
You know, when I brought up bills, he'd be like, you know, he's like, ah, I just, you know, use my credit card. I want to get the points, which I got, you know, I mean, I loved him.
So yeah. We love points. Okay.
To be fair, Erica, I mean, not a lot of people carry cash. I mean, my dad definitely does, but like, it's not the first medium of finances. You
no,
know
I
mean,
it's 2026.
No, I mean, I get it. I know, but still, like, at least, like, $5. Like, there's still, like, certain places, like, that you need cash, right?
Yeah, like, hey, let's tip the valet guy $10.
Exactly.
And the people that never have cash are the people that are always like, I'll Venmo you. Never seen it.
Right.
Like, oh, never.
So what? He's like, babe, you got this, right?
Oh, no.
Okay, so what happened?
The day before we were moving in, I was just, like, walking in the living room, and I noticed on his desk was his credit card statement. So I kind of glanced over, and this man literally paid everything with his credit card.
How much of this statement did you see? Like, tell us, what did it say?
He owes like $50,000.
Whoa! He's 50 Ooh. G's in debt?
Yeah, and I was just like, I can't do this. And I literally pulled the plug. And I mean, we were literally gonna, I was gonna move in the next day. And I was just like, I can't do this. I saw that bill statement and I was like, oh no.
That was
like,
a sign.
Finances are a big deal.
Well, of course. I mean, that was a sign from God. You guys are gonna, I'm assuming you're gonna split the finances and the rent and all that stuff or whatever, right?
Heck yeah.
And if he wasn't actually splitting it and just putting it on a credit card, then, eventually,
yeah, and then I'm
going
to have to be responsible.
Oh, yeah. So,
right.
Yeah, you probably made the right decision then, Erica.
Definitely.
So what did you end up doing?
So I literally, I pulled the plug and I didn't move in and we're not together.
Dipped
you know,
out.
I broke it off. Come to find out, I also found out that he put the first month's rent and the security deposit on the credit card.
Wow. I didn't even know you could do that.
Wow.
I thought you had to have them. All right, whatever. I mean, some places are different than others.
Okay, you could put your I mean, I've paid rent before with a credit
card. Really? I've never been allowed to do that.
No, you could do
I've
that.
I've never done it either.
Yeah,
I've
paid online. That's an option.
I'm sure there's a fee too, though, because it's like not actually your money. So.
Sure, but oh yeah, you dodged a bullet on that one, Erica.
Ooh.
So the day before you were supposed to move in with your boyfriend, you find out he's 50 G's in credit card debt, and you pull the plug. Mm. You pull the plug the night before.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I
don't know what to say.
I wouldn't say that, no.
I don't know what to say. You dodged a bullet. Where did you end up going?
I ended up going back to my parents' house.
Good choice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I mean, I had to figure
you.
Things out. Yeah, I know. I had to figure things out. My parents are great. But come to find out, he ended up having a girlfriend, and she had to bail him out. He had, like, a gambling issue, and... Again, he was like, I think $10,000 in it, and she had to like bail him out and help him. And
thank God
that
that's not
me.
Your life.
Yeah,
thank God that's not your life.
Yikers.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
You should be. Great story.
Absolutely.
We're grateful. Thanks for the call, Erica.
Of course.
Hey, chin up.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
Like, thanks.
Okay. Bye, Erica. All right, let's get to some messages coming in.
Let's do it.
Somebody said I was in the chair about to get a tattoo and realized, you know, I don't want a guy by the name of Sloppy Pete making permanent decisions on my body,
so I left. And that is so fair, and we applaud you for that decision.
Good morning, Moose, Breezy. I backed out of a call center job. I did one day and bailed. Worst job I ever had. One day. Tried 2.5 years. It was the worst job I ever had. Not that I don't like making a difference for nonprofits, but worst job ever. Guys, listen, if you're listening right now, maybe you're sitting in your car, engine running, you're staring at a building, questioning your entire life. This is your sign. You can back out.
Moose is like, don't go to your job. Lose it. Get fired.
Unless it's jury duty.
Right. Then they will come for you.
98PXY.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.